This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, it's probably important that the American people understand the flow of power, if you will. Folks, these federal bureaucracies have no real jurisdiction. And it is actually upon Congress not just to do oversight, but also command and control if that becomes the circumstance warranted. So let's just see how pathetic Kevin McCarthy is on this when he says that the FBI is ready to turn over the documents showing the Biden crime family bribery schemes, and then the FBI won't do it. Well, Kevin, it's now your job to do something about it. The FBI answers to Congress. The FBI answers to Congress. But something very twisted, something very dark has happened to this country. And now it seems that the FBI and the CIA are running the entire show. And it seems they're now above Congress, above the law, above the very republic that we call the United States of America. And I have zero faith in Kevin McCarthy to do anything about it. Zero. So this is going to be another cucking moment for Kevin McCarthy in my eyes. And by the way, I want to be clear. I'm rooting for Kevin McCarthy. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy, who fought like hell for that gavel, to actually use it for good. To actually be an American hero instead of another American loser that goes through Congress, enriching himself, building his own prestige and legacy. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy to be an American hero. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy to actually do the right thing. But I have zero faith that he will. And I really don't see any reason to believe he's going to do his job and make sure proper oversight or punishment happens at the FBI for all the crimes that they've committed. So what's the problem now where Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House in Congress, who's supposed to be doing the oversight of the FBI, and when he says, hey, you guys need to release the Biden crime family documents now, and they say, screw you, Kevin. Well, that's when Kevin McCarthy and the oversight committees are supposed to be taking action. So what is the holdup, Kevin? You're not all twisted in a front of a fireplace with Frank Luntz now, are you? He doesn't have you pinned to the ground in front of a fireplace, does he? Do we need to send help? Even Chuck Todd, you can't even believe it. This is like eating out of the garbage. But, I mean, Chuck Todd floats church committee-style investigation into FBI after fallout from Durham report, citing how the people have lost trust in the FBI. Chuck Todd, meet the press. That's like a Democrat puppet. It's like a Democrat mannequin they're calling at. That's what I'm saying. It's RFK. It's the host of that interview. It's Chuck Todd. This is so open and shut, McCarthy. People on the left and the right know the FBI is corrupt. And you still can't make a proper move. You still can't spearhead this movement. Oh, that's nice. You did a press conference last week. Good press conference. You said the right things. We'd like some action. We'd like some action. Now, okay. We can email Kevin McCarthy. We can call Kevin McCarthy's office. But do you agree with Kevin McCarthy? He thinks the FBI is going to turn on Biden. He thinks the FBI is going to release the documents. Did you not just see the hearing where the Democrats and the FBI were working together to destroy Donald Trump and silence his supporters? Did you not just see that hearing? Did you not see the Democrats pissed off because the FBI whistleblowers were showing the crimes that are run against the Democrats' political opposition?
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, should it go back to full price? It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
He thinks the FBI is going to expose the Biden crime family? Kevin, are you even paying attention to your own House committee that just had the FBI whistleblowers up there with the Democrats running cover for the FBI and their criminal activity against Donald Trump and against Donald Trump supporters and against conservatives? Were you there, Kevin? Are you awake? Or are you playing tiddlywinks with Joe Biden on the phone? I'm just confused, Kevin, if you even have a clue the country that you're supposedly the Speaker of the House in. Just curious. Because, man, I mean, it really seemed like you wanted that gavel badly. But where you at, bud? Where you at?
Oh. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278 times in 2021. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong, guys. Let me just correct myself. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278,000 times in 2021. No, not 278 times. 278,000 times. Ah, yes.
And notice what that date is. As soon as Joe Biden got into office, 200 and how do you even do that? In fact, guys, can you pull up a calculator? What is 365? Or what is 278,000 divided by 365? Math is my weak point. I mean, that what is that like? Is that like 200 warrantless searches a day? Somebody bail me out here. I'm a 21st century moron that can't do math. If we can, get up a calculator here. Let's see. I'm so bad at it. Excuse me, guys. 761 is what we have here. Is that correct? 761 warrantless searches in the year 2021, as soon as Biden got into office. Am I hearing this right? Is that our math that we've done here? Oh, it's actually, well, we round up here, so it's actually 762. You know, knowing this demonic government, I'm surprised they didn't go for the 666 number every day, just for fun, you know, just for funsies.
Kind of like what they do with these COVID bills, like COVID bill 666. We're going to inject you with this mRNA, bill 666. It's like Bill Gates bill 060606, nanotechnology in your brains.
It's like they don't even hide it anymore. So, geez, FBI, you actually missed your number. It was supposed to be 666 warrantless searches a day. You guys went over. You did 762. As soon as Biden got into office, 762 warrantless searches per day by the FBI. You know, I was thinking about this, too, because, again, I've covered this ad nauseum, so I don't want to go into the details here, but I was thinking about it. What does Trump need to do to really win over my unequivocal support? What would Trump have to do? Because right now it's more just like, to me, Trump's the front runner. I'd like to see a potential revenge tour, redemption tour. And I mean, I like RFK Jr. I just don't think he has a chance. I like Vivek Ramaswamy. I just don't think he has a chance. So it's like Trump's the one with the chance. Trump's the one that can get in there. Whether I think he's the best candidate or not, that's just my realistic take. But I'm thinking, what does Trump need to do to really win my full support again like he had in 2016 and 2020? And maybe he's thinking about this, but to me, the normal political timing for a presidential campaign is now thrown out the window. So forget about the normal timing to do things. Donald Trump needs to come out and he needs to actually put together his list of every nominee or every person he's going to put in charge. So, for example, Donald Trump should come out and say, I'm either going to fire Christopher Wray and abolish the FBI, or I'm going to fire Christopher Wray and here's who I'm going to put in charge. And he should do that for every cabinet seat. Because that's one of our biggest concerns about a potential President Trump, is he's going to put the wrong people next to him again. He's going to put the wrong people in charge again, and it's going to sabotage his presidency again. That's one of our biggest concerns. So he should probably put out a master list of all his potential nominees or all the different roles and cabinet positions and who he's going to fill them with, including what he's going to do about this corrupt FBI. I think that would be very important. But hey, I mean, you know, who cares if the FBI does 700 and whatever warrantless searches a day as soon as Biden gets into office? They're Democrats now, so it's okay. It's kind of like with the vaccine. Hey, when Trump's in office, the vaccine is bad. But when Biden's in office, the vaccine is good. Same vaccine. So, if the FBI was doing this when Trump was in office, it'd be abuse of power. They'd need arrests, shut it down. But when Biden's in office, it's all good, baby. And we know why. Bank of America handed FBI payment records of people in D.C. on January 6th, whether they were a suspect or not. Wow. So, sorry to say, but whoever was involved in this at Bank of America probably needs to be subpoenaed, indicted, charged, and same thing with whoever was doing this at the FBI. So, Kevin McCarthy. But, McCarthy says the FBI is going to show us all the Biden crime documents they have. Oh. This is what you get, folks. You want to know what it's like when Democrats are in charge? You want to know what your future beholds when Democrats are in charge? Feel sympathy for Peter Schwartz, but understand this is your future under the current trajectory with Democrats in power and the abuses of power within the federal government. J6 political prisoner attacked by guards after complaining about raw sewage on the floor of his cell and asking for running water. And we've seen inside the cells, and let me just, because I get this question a lot, there's been a lot of January 6th defendants and prisoners that are doing interviews, and people keep sending me their contact saying they want to come on the show with me. Folks, I'm not allowed to talk to any January 6th defendants. I'm not allowed as part of my probation, so I'm not ignoring these men. I'm not ignoring these victims, but I'm not allowed to talk to them. Okay, so I'm still being politically persecuted because of this. But the point is, we've seen inside the cells. Their toilets get overflowed and feces runs over. They don't have running water. The sewage just sits on the floor and just stinks up the room. I've been in the D.C. prisons. It's the worst prison you've ever seen. You can't even believe it. I don't even know how it's legal. But that's the treatment the January 6th defendants are getting. But understand this. That will be you. That will be you if you are not a good slave. If you dare not be a willing slave to the regime, if you dare not be a willing slave to their political policies, ideologies, persecutions, if you don't go along with this regime currently operating out of the Democrat Party, they will censor you, they will debank you, they will try to destroy you, they will imprison you, and you know what happens next, folks. If these sickos, if these sick freaks inside the federal government and the Democrat Party are willing to put nonviolent, innocent men in a prison being flooded with raw sewage, you really think that's as far as they'll go?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Gentlemen, back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Where to go from here? Where to go from here? Well, sadly, I've got a stack of this absolutely disgusting stuff that the left wants to do to your kids. It's hard to really reason with this in any other way, shape, or form other than to just say, are you guys pedophiles? Are you guys serial child abusers? Because that's what it looks like to the general public at this point. With your drag queen sexy time for kids shows, with your canceling of gay pride parades because you can't do lewd acts on the streets in front of children, with the pornographic material you want in the classrooms for them. Now, I want to get into this news, and I want to use this story as bookends, because if you understand this, you understand what it's really all about. Oh my gosh, I'm getting nauseous watching this. If you're an audio listener, it's a male stripper dressed as a woman with a child, looks like maybe a six-year-old girl, in the chair. Like, you ever been to a bachelor party, or you ever had like a party with your friends, and you'll have a dancer there? And you put your bachelor friend on the chair, and they do a little strip dance for him. Well, that's what they're doing to little girls now, with men pretending to be women, with their junk hanging out. And they you know, put it right in front of these kids, folks. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. That's what's going on here. It's hundreds of videos. Believe me, I'm as disgusted with it as you are. You think I like covering this crap? You think I like going to the Capitol and facing down these wicked monsters? So use this story as the bookends for this segment. America's most closeted state revealed, where residents come first in the nation for Googling the terms. Am I gay? Am I lesbian? Am I trans? CCI study highlighted a nationwide increase of 1,300% in searches related to sexual and gender identity questions since 2004. Now, folks, who do you think is searching that on the internet? Children. And why do you think they're searching that on the internet? Because of the propaganda that the American left is feeding them in the classroom and in the media. You know, if you're gay, you probably know you're gay. Am I trans? Well, if you're trans, then you've had a surgery. So again, why are children all of a sudden at an increase of 1,300% searching, am I gay, am I lesbian, am I trans? Because they get introduced to all this propaganda, it confuses them, and so then they look it up because they're not sure. Because they're told all this bullcrap that doesn't actually make any sense to them, but they're told, no, this is normal, this is what you are. So they have to go to the internet to figure it out. So keep that in mind for a bookend. Lawmakers want answers on NIH trans kids study that led to two suicides. These people are sick freaks. They run trans kids experiments. They're experimenting with children. I mean, this is Dr. Mengele level stuff. This is like Jekyll and Hyde of Frankenstein. I mean, these are mad scientists using children for political experimentation. Oh, we're going to prove how great trans are for kids. And then two of them commit suicide. Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate have demanded answers from the National Institutes of Health over a two-year study involving prescribing gender-changing hormones to hundreds of children as they emerged that two of the youths ended up killing themselves. Was that a successful study, liberals? Was that a successful experiment, leftists? I guess so. Two of them killed themselves. That's what you guys like. You're a death cult. You're mad they got out of the womb. So let's chop them up. So again, two kids kill themselves because of a trans kid study. 1,300% increase in am I gay, am I trans. Who's doing this? Where is this coming from? What is the source? Is this not evil? Target becomes the latest target of anti-woke boycott as it sells Satanist pride LGBTQ plus products for kids. Folks, this is getting out of control. It's not just putting girls' clothes in the boys' aisle. It's not just putting like an I'm gay with a rainbow flag shirt in the boys' aisle. It's going to dark, sordid places you can't even imagine. Target under fire for selling clothing made by creepy, satanic, transgender designer that promotes drugs and violence. Yes, folks, that's how bad it's gotten. They do studies where kids end up killing themselves. Now, there's multiple threads on this currently on Twitter if you want to find them. Scarlett Johnson has one. Aristos Revenge has one. And you can see these people love to dress up as Satan. It's like they worship Satan. It's like, I mean, I want to be accurate here. If I go around wearing a St. Louis Cardinals shirt, do I worship the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team? No, I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan. I like the logo. I like the team. Well, that's what they are with Satan. They like Team Satan. They like the Satan brand. They cheer for Team Satan. That's why they love abortion. That's why they love trans kids, because they're on Team Satan. So if I'm watching a Cardinal game and the Cardinals are winning, I'm saying, yeah, go Cardinals. These people see kids committing suicide. These people see kids getting murdered in the womb, and they say, yes, go Team Satan. And now Target is bringing them into your children's aisle. Folks, I'm telling you, the stories at InfoWars.com, I just can't even look at this sick crap. So anyway, I wouldn't be shopping at Target if I were you. It's literally now beyond just the LGBTQ themed stuff. It's satanic drug themed stuff. And it's not even I'll take my kid to a concert or something and they'll have some crazy images, like psychedelic images on the screen. No, this is like full on branding of drug abuse Satanism. Nebraska State Senator throws a fit debating sex change bans for minors. Why do they get so mad? Why do they get so mad? I'm up against a break here. When we come back, I'm going to play this clip. Look at this deranged freak. She belongs in a mental institution, not the Nebraska State House. State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh. You know, you wouldn't elect a Nazi to office, would you? So why do you keep voting for Democrats? You wouldn't elect authoritarian control freaks, Satanists to office, death cult members to office, would you? So why do you keep voting Democrats? That D actually stands for death cult. So we'll play this absolute deranged lunatic on the other side of this break.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm not saying I would support this, because I wouldn't support this, but you know that the quickest fix, the easiest way to save this country would just be to put all radical left-wingers into a mental asylum, a mental institution. You do know that that would be the quickest fix to this, right? I'm going to show you another example. But by the way, as I'm telling you, because I wouldn't support that, I don't want that. But you know that's what they're trying to do to you. You know, the left wing has decided if we get rid of all right-wingers and Christians and conservatives, then that'll save the country. And they're actually trying to do it. And they're running entrapment schemes against you. And they're censoring you and imprisoning you. Ah, yes. And you know the final stage of this. So here it is. Tell me, does this woman belong in the Nebraska State Senate, or does she belong in a mental institution? Here is Michaela Kavanaugh supporting trans surgery for minors. Institution or Nebraska State Senate? Where does Michaela Kavanaugh belong? Now, let's put aside our own politics here for a second and think about this as an issue. If you really believe that there's some sort of discrimination or hatred or bigotry against trans people, and you really believe that, okay, but where does that rank on the issues that we're facing in this country? How many people are affected by transphobia? You'd be tough to find one, wouldn't you? How many people are affected by our gas prices going up, our energy prices going up, the grocery bill going up, property taxes going up? Oh, well, gee, that's just about everybody, isn't it? But no, they want to get up there and rant about trans people because they think it's some sort of a virtue signal cause. Even if you do believe that's a big issue, it's like not even in the top 1,000 issues this country is facing. But, you know, I think about this. I think about this because we actually have a growing trans and gay population here in Austin. I'm not saying that these things coincide with one another, but, you know, Austin, when I moved here for multiple years straight, was the number one city to move to and live in. We're now at number 40. I'm not saying that has something to do with the trans community moving in here or the gay community moving in here. I just think it's more about just the left-wing ideology taking over, the Democrat Party taking over is what takes it from number one to number 40 in less than 5 years. And, you know, seeing trans people everywhere or having a new blossoming gay strip downtown is just kind of a sign of that. Now, I'm not really bothered by it. I like having fun. I've got a bit of a degenerate side to me. I like to drink too much, probably. Not as much anymore, but when I was younger. And so, I don't care. I'll walk down the gay strip. I see people having fun. I'll laugh. It's all fun. It's all fine. I have no problem with that. Or, I mean, you go out to eat or you go to restaurants here in Austin, there's actually a chance a trans person is working there and making your food. And so, I see this and I think about it. And I'm like, I have no problem if this person wants to dress like a man or a woman, and if they do a good job making food, then fine. I'm a human. They're a human. They got a job to do. If they make my food good, then I have no problem. If they provide good service, then it's fine. We're all in this together. But, see, the issue gets conflated here. Because, should I be concerned? Because you've got all these people now in this local trans community that take my clips of me confronting them at the Capitol, and they take them out of context, and they say I'm a transphobe, and I'm a homophobe, and all this other crap that's totally not true. And then they share it out to the trans community here as an effort to put a target on my back. And so now should I be concerned if I go out and I'm having somebody that's behind the counter or in the kitchen making my meal that might be a trans person? I mean, it's already going on with leftists and liberals. But see, the issue here gets conflated. I'm not against trans people. I'm not against cross-dressers. I'm not against drag queens. I'm against propagandizing children into mutilating their bodies. That's what I'm against. I'm against propagandizing children and grooming them sexually. That's my issue. But see, they conflate it and they take it out of context and they say, you hate trans people. You're against trans. No, leave the kids alone. Again, back to the story. Why have you had a 1,300% increase in children searching, am I gay, am I trans? You have confused an entire generation of children. You have confused them. And they go to the internet asking these questions because you put them in their heads. That's my problem. The U.S. states, mapped, the U.S. states where school librarians face years in prison and tens of thousands in fines for providing harmful books for children. Folks, they want to argue, this is just biology. You can go look at any fifth grade science book, biology book, whatever, and it'll have pictures of the human anatomy. We probably all remember. They have a scientific medical picture of the human reproductive organs, and yes, maybe even mammaries, female breasts. And you might even remember when you first saw it in grade school, maybe you had a little giggle, a little chuckle. Look, it says testicle. Look, it says breast. Ha ha. But it's clearly a medical picture, not sexual at all. A biological, scientific, medical picture to explain to children, here's what the human body is like. Here's the reproductive organs. This is a man's body. This is a woman's body. That's learning. No, now they depict, I can't even believe it. I mean, do I really have to say it? I mean, they depict all the most sordid, disgusting sex acts that you can commit, folks. Okay? You know what? We all like to have a good time with our spouses, significant others, whatever. We all like to have a good time. There's stuff that they depict in this textbook that probably 90% of the people in this country would never even think about doing. And they put that in children's textbooks and they say, no, this is for educational purposes. No, it's not. You're putting pornographic, sexually explicit material in front of these children. You're putting ideas into their heads that even as adults they wouldn't be interested in. Book removals may have violated students' civil rights, Education Department says. So, okay. Now, see, you think about the culture jamming aspect of this. I'm not suggesting anybody does this for obvious reasons. But, you know, this would be the culture jamming phenomenon. Oh, I'm going to go into the classroom and I'm going to put down a Playboy magazine. I'm going to go into the classroom and I'm going to put down a Maxim pornographic adult material magazine. And don't tell me that's porn. Don't tell me that's illicit material for adults only, because that violates the student's civil rights. That's madness. That's insanity. That's criminal. But all... if you put the LGBTQ pride flag and you say it's LGBTQ educational, then sure, sexually abuse the kids, sexually groom the kids, show them pornographic material. Why do you have a 1,300% increase in children searching am I gay, am I trans? We all know why. We all know why. They're trying to normalize sexually grooming and abusing children, folks. That's what they're doing.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here on the Alex Jones Show. Still plenty more news to cover. Man, oh man. Imagine being in Nebraska and you've got your state senators up there ranting and raving about trans kids and trans people, and you're like, yeah, hi, can I get my property tax lowered or like maybe do something about the energy costs? I'm struggling here. And they're pounding on the desk. We're going to have more trans people. We stand for trans people. It's like, what is that, 0.001% of the population? Okay, gotcha. Glad to know where you stand on that. Now, there's a big conversation going on right now. And it's sad where the race relations in the U.S. has gone, again, thanks to the American left. But the conversation is just not being had in reality. And so, clearly, culturally, at this point, assumptions are made. Well, how can you even properly lay this out, other than just to give you some examples? Look at the Jordan Neely situation, where this deranged individual, Jordan Neely, has been harassing people on New York City subways for decades. And he's such a known entity of a disruptor and aggressor on the New York City subways, that there's entire threads and forums on internet chat rooms saying, look out for a deranged Michael Jackson impersonator, keep your friends and family away. And so an incident occurs again, people are feeling threatened, and so a man steps in to subdue the aggressor. Unfortunately, Neely passes after being subdued. Now, I am curious. I don't know if there's been a toxicology report. I mean, did they decide that it was the strangulation that killed him? Or is it like a George Floyd situation where actually he overdosed on drugs and died while in police custody? So did Neely actually die from the strangulation or was something else at play there? I don't know if I've ever seen any reports of that. But, oh, the Marine is the bad guy, and now it's another thing because of racism. And so the white person, who's the good guy in this equation, he has to go to jail, and he has to be demonized. Now, a similar situation has happened on a Chicago train. Jordan Neely 2.0 passengers intervene as security struggles to contain aggressive individual who was threatening people on CTA Blue Line Grand Station in Chicago. And, of course, now these people are heroes because it's not a white man going against a black man. That's racism. So now they're the good guys, which they are. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. Oh. Oh, ho, ho. Jordan Neely was self-medicating with K2 before his death, which, folks, probably means there were other things in his system as well. But I don't know if there's been a toxicology report on that. But nonetheless. So the good guys step in to subdue the aggressor in the Chicago train, and that's good. That's good. But if their skin color was different, maybe it would have been bad. So you don't want to step in and stop violent criminals anymore, especially if you're white, because you might end up losing your life. L.A. Terror. Angry thugs brutally beat, kick, and stomp on helpless man for several minutes in downtown Los Angeles. And you say, well, several minutes? Why didn't anybody step in? Well, because you step in and stop a criminal, you're now the bad guy. You're now the criminal. You're now going to get a worse prison sentence than the guys actually beating someone half to death. I'm stunned that women aren't taking a more serious issue to this. Notice how everybody just sits there and watches this group of non-white supremacists beat up a white guy. You don't step in and stop non-white supremacists because then you're the racist criminal. But how are women not more concerned about this issue? Do you really want to live in a society where deranged lunatics can harass you and be aggressive to you in public, and now a good guy who might be there on the train or on the sidewalk won't step in to do the right thing because he's afraid that he'll lose his life if that happens? Why aren't women taking a more serious issue to this? So now good men in public doing the right thing is a crime. I'm surprised women aren't taking a more serious issue. But so this individual is not going to be called a racist. These individuals stomping out this deranged lunatic on the Chicago subway, they're not going to get arrested. I guess that's because they're not white supremacists. Even though these are guys doing the right thing. These are concerned citizens doing the right thing. So why do you see a group of non-white supremacists beating a white person senselessly in the streets and nobody steps in? Finally, somebody steps in and stops it. Why doesn't anybody stop this? Because now, if you step in to stop a crime specifically against the wrong skin color, or you have the wrong skin color, you're the one going to jail. You're now the criminal. White people told they're not welcome at BLM-inspired London play. That's right, but that's not discrimination, that's not segregation, that's not racism. By the way, as a white person, I don't give a damn. Have your own black exclusive events all you want. And I would never want to have a white exclusive event, but let's say somebody did. Well, you know what that would be. Racist. The NAACP, Black Advocacy Group, warns against travel to Florida. This is just ridiculous. This is just insane. As if Florida is a racist state. I think maybe potentially the best congressman, Byron Donalds, black man from Florida. You think he's worried about racism? No, he's really popular, actually. Oh, but see, they're gonna boycott Florida now because, you know, it's a red state. So we got to boycott Florida, and DeSantis is stopping our propaganda. So we got to boycott Florida. So really, it's like, yeah, good leftists. Why don't you all leave Florida? If all the leftists and liberals left Florida, it will become the place to live, probably in the world. Lawyer for pregnant nurse harassed at New York City bike rental plans on suing media outlets for smearing her and pushing lies about the incidents. That would be nice, but see what happened here. See, again, skin color shouldn't even come into play here. Really, what we should be looking at is gender roles. Why are a group of young men trying to steal a bike from a pregnant woman? That's the question here. It's not why is a woman trying to remove a bike when some black men want to take it from her. No, it's why are a group of men trying to steal a bike from a woman, pregnant woman, a nurse? And what happened to the American left? Celebrate woman. What happened to the American left? Celebrate nurses. Boy, the L went out the window quick. And odds are this woman is a liberal Democrat, by the way. She lives in New York. So they try to steal the bike from her. She is called the bad guy and a racist when she's the victim of an attempted theft. But again, why is the story here not that these men didn't let a pregnant woman have a bike? They should have been, oh, here, let me help you get that bike. Here, do you need any other help? Yeah, let me get that bike out for you. Oh, yeah, please, you have the bike. You're a woman. You're pregnant. Please, here, this is your bike. Yeah, here, let us help you get that bike out. Oh, that'd be great. No. Instead, they try to steal it from her, and then they somehow become the good guys. UC Berkeley hosts exclusive black-only graduation ceremony in defiance of civil rights laws that forbid racial segregation. It's Democrats. It's liberals. It's racism. And you should see some of the sights and sounds from this, by the way. We'll have clips later on during the war room. But this is just the left destroying culture. This is just the left destroying general human relations, race relations. They just destroy everything, including works of art. We continue to see this. Unhinged climate activists dump black gook into historic Trevi Fountain in Rome. Look, there's an inevitable conclusion to this. Obviously, the climate change thing is a lie. I'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. But at some point, people that have pride in their nations are just going to start beating these people senselessly. Okay? I'm not supporting this. Let me be clear. I'm not supporting this. I'm not condoning this. I'm just telling you. You know, some people have pride in their tradition. Some people have pride in their country. And so if you continue to spit on it and crap on it, somebody's going to come and put your head underwater and give you the what for because you're behaving like a child.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.